Welcome to another edition of Alumni Spotlight. I'm joined by former Packers punter Craig Hentrick. Craig, welcome back to Green Bay.
Good to be home.
Now, Craig, you were drafted by the Jets in 1993 out of Notre Dame. You ended up spending your rookie season on the practice squad here with the Packers. What was that like in trying to start your career that way? Did you ever have any doubts maybe that this wasn't going to work out?
Well, the hardest thing in the NFL is getting in, and I think that year was probably the most important year of my career. I played 17 years, and that's probably the most important. The punter that was here at the time was Brian Wagner. And Brian was such a good mentor to me. I was able to learn a lot from him, how to be a professional. I mean, I knew how to punt a ball, but learning how to be a professional is a different thing. And so I give Brian a lot of credit for helping me that year, and was fortunate to get him next year.
You were called on as an emergency field goal kicker a couple of times in your career. Any memories from that duty that stand out?
I remember being just kind of thrown into the fire at certain points when a kicker would get hurt. And in fact, we went to, I guess we had a game here, and we had a kicker here. His name was Dirk Borgognoni, and he was supposed to be kicking for Chris Jackie, who had been injured. And so we're down here at pregame, and I'm holding for him, and he's struggling a little bit. He was kind of nervous and wasn't performing real well in pregame. And so our coach, Nolan Cromwell, came up to me, and he said, "You're kicking." And, of course, I'm like, you know, I hadn't prepared. I was just kind of thrown into the fire. And I remember going into that game just saying, you know, what the heck? You know, I know how to do this. I did it 4 years in college and was able to get through a game or two as kicker. And so that was kind of where I was thrown into the fire.
You played four seasons here. Which one personally did you feel was your best and why?
Probably my last year, stat-wise, was my best year. I think every year you play, you get a little bit more comfortable in what you do. And, of course, that first year, you're always on edge just because you're new at everything. And I think the more punts that I was able to do in games, and as the years went on, I got more comfortable. So I would have to say my last year.
What game do you remember most from your time as a Packer?
I would have to say 1994, we played a Monday night game in Chicago, and we had our throwback uniforms on that game, and the wind was 55 or 60 miles an hour, and the weather was like 38 degrees, and it was raining sideways. It was
Halloween
miserable.
Night too,
Halloween
wasn't it?
Night.
Yeah.
And I remember that game in pregame, Chris Jackie, our kicker at the time, had left an extra point short. And so to this day, I still don't let him live it down. But I remember that game punting. I punted six times that game, I believe. Four of them were into the wind, and I averaged 26 yards a punt that game and got a game ball. So that was kind of my, that point in my career was kind of like, you know what, if I can kick in this, I can kick in anything. And that game really kind of settled me down for the rest of my career.
Now, was there one particular moment from the 1996 Super Bowl championship season that stands out in your memory the most?
I would say probably after the Super Bowl game. Kind of a neat story that I always tell people about that game. It didn't have anything to do with the game. It was after the game. Of course, you go into that game and you really don't know what to expect, and the media hype is just crazy, and you play the game and you realize it's just another game.
Yeah.
But after the game, my parents were in the stands. I didn't know where they were sitting, but I knew they were there. And I was standing on the field, and the confetti was coming down over top of us. And I was standing with our team priest, Father Blaha. And I happened to look up into the second deck, and I was staring straight at my family, which is kind of a weird thing because I didn't know where they were, but I was staring straight at them. And so that was kind of a neat moment for me. Knowing that they were there and looking right at me.
So what do you think defined the Packers in the era in which you played, Craig?
Man, I just, the thing that always comes to my mind, it wasn't the great athletes. It wasn't, you know, Brett Favre's MVPs. We just had fun. Everybody got along in the locker room. I mean, there was no instances in the locker room where guys were arguing or fighting. We just all got along. We played hard for each other. We had a great coach who we respected and trusted and played hard for him, and that's kind of what made us great, I think.
What did the history and tradition of the Packers mean to you when you played?
Well, I kind of liken it to playing at Notre Dame for 4 years. Just the aura of the place when you walk on the Notre Dame campus is the same feeling you get when you walk into Lambeau Field, because of the history, the guys that are listed on this ring of honor around the stadium. I mean, these guys played here before me, and it almost humbles you when you walk into this place, just knowing what came before you. That's what this place means to me.